Thank you for taking the time to listen to this life-changing message from the Ministry of Faith Bible Chapel. We hope this message will encourage you in all parts of your life. At the end of this message, you will hear more information on how to contact our church family, as well as directions for you to visit us for any of our worship services. Until then, join us for the service in progress.
First of all, thanks for coming tonight, as we're going to give you an update on our trip and what God did and what you allowed us to do. Because you need to understand that nothing we're going to share tonight could have happened without the support of our church family in praying and giving. We don't just go ourselves. We go because this church believes in Israel, just like we do in missions and encourage people to go to missions. We went out, not on our own, but as part of our church family. So we want to say thank you for that. Before we actually start sharing our report, I think it's important tonight, so that you'll understand maybe some of the things that we're going to say, is just to give us a reminder of Israel today. Israel sits in the Middle East. The Middle East is an amazingly unfriendly neighborhood for Israel. Let me just encourage you to look. There's just recently been an uprising in Egypt. When it first started, I think everyone was encouraged that something was going to change in Egypt for the very good, and some form of new freedom was going to come for Egyptians, and the Middle East was going to improve. I don't think that's how it's going to happen. It seems right now that the Muslim Brotherhood is who is going to get control of Egypt. They're going to do it in a rather subtle way, but things in Egypt will change. And when it comes to Israel, it won't be for the better. It's very strange that under Mubarak, they were actually, they weren't in love with Israel, but they had a working relationship. I feel like that's going to change. To the west of Egypt is Libya. That is, that's not going to go really, really well. That also is probably going to turn. The Sudan has civil war going in it all the time with Muslims killing Christians, taking Christian children into captivity, into slavery, and that's that. The whole goal will be to make this a totally Sharia law area. That's actually the goal of what ultimately they're looking for in Egypt. Then there's been uprisings in Jordan. Jordan is really the most friendly towards Israel. It's the most moderate. But whether or not King Hussein of Jordan can hold on will be interesting to see. You all know in the news what's happening in Syria. Ultimately, the Syrian president is killing Syrians. Right now, the last figure I saw is 1,300. You don't see anybody saying much about that. But Israel raises its big toe and the whole world goes nuts. So ultimately, his goal is to reignite the war with Israel, the hatred towards Israel, because he thinks that's what will stabilize his kingdom. Iraq really actually is a good thing in the neighborhood right now. Iraq is not trying to make noise about wiping Israel off the map. I have to tell you that will be thanks to our brave soldiers. Saudi Arabia is really where all of the money that comes from to promote Islam in the world. the building of mosques here in the United States and around the world. All this money comes out of Saudi Arabia. They're very concerned. The Saudi kingdom and king is very concerned about his power and holding on to power. And so he then is fueling to try to shore up in Bahrain the resistance that has risen there. Then there's Iran, who now has missiles that they've tested that they say can reach Israel. They get a nuclear warhead. That's going to be more than frightening. But the truth of the matter is, what is surrounding Israel is the making of a union. They will never get along with each other unless, except for their hatred towards Israel. Lebanon is where Hezbollah is. And Israel right now is in the most precarious position that they've ever been in, ever. And so that's the situation. Yes, they've always lived in a neighborhood where their neighbors didn't like them, would have been glad that they go away. But now they live in a neighborhood where their neighbors are actively plotting that. And if they can form an alliance, which I think is what will ultimately come out of this, this radical Islamic alliance, everything is going to change. And I think it's a signal to us that we better be ready. We better be ready. We better be telling our neighbors about the Lord. I don't think we can any longer live as comfortable Christians in the United States thinking we've got generations. We might. But I think that we need to realize that all of this is really what God is allowing, because God is going to bring it to an ultimate end where he is going to demonstrate to the world who's who and what's what. So in that environment, the most hostile environment that we've ever gone to Israel, knowing that was going on around them, God gave us the opportunity to go. And while we were in Israel, I want to show you where we were, where we performed. And this is sort of a fat picture of Israel, because this makes Israel look sort of big, and it's not. So this is actually from here to here is only 9 miles. So it looks like this is a distorted look at it. We were from right up here on the Hermon, on a base that everybody that we talked to in Israel said, "How'd you get there? How'd they let you go there?" We were literally on the top of Mount Hermon. I mean, we're not exaggerating. We were on the tip top. We could see at the foot of Hermon, at the foot of where we were, was Syria. It wasn't like out there. It was right down there. And actually, one of the villages where the president of Syria had sent troops to put down a resistance and had killed 50, 60 people in this little tiny, and it was a tiny village. It was not big. That's exactly where we were. We were at the place where Israel listens and looks into Syria. So that we performed there. And then we were all the way down here in Eilat, where we performed for Eilat Navy. So we went to the furthest place in the north, to the furthest place in the south. Over here, not on this map, is the Gaza Strip. We performed at two places right on the Gaza Strip. I mean, we were right there. We were saying, sing loud so Hamas can hear us. And then we were at a place that right about right in here, Hebron, the place of the patriarchs. A place that is under great great political strife as to who really owns it, and we performed at a base there. Our community, REL, we were there. We were right down here at the commander's school. I'm hoping one of the internationals that shares might talk about that experience. It was, let me just say, for us, it never was, or it never will get any better, I don't think, than that one. We were in Tel Aviv, we were in Haifa, and so we sort of went like this. We went here, we went here, we went here, we went here. We went to Pardisia, the community of Pardisia. And then we went down here by the Gaza, then we went to Eilat, and then we came back up here, and then we went to Jerusalem. So we traveled the country. We also drove this entire valley. We drove from here all the way up this valley. So we were in the entire country, from north to south, east to west. Though we've always sort of been up and down and across the country, we've never covered the entire land quite like we did this time. We're going to look at a video that Scott actually put together of our performances. I want to say something about them before you watch this. I've been doing this for 25 years. Every year has been a great privilege for me. I am the person I am, and I would not be who I am had I not had this great life experience. The Bible means more to me, is deeper in my soul, because I've walked the land, been in the land, been with the people, than I'm sure it would ever be. That's what it's done for me. But I will tell you, in 25 years, we've never had a better tour. Never. I've been privileged for 25 years to take amazing young people from this church. Amazing. And this year, what it showed me is that God is moving. He's always moved, but things are changing. Things are changing. The anointing on the stage was like, I don't think I've ever seen it before. And I will tell you that every night they had nothing left when they left the stage. They gave it all. I mean, they gave it all. I think it's pretty amazing of a miracle that you travel as long as we do together. We are in that bus together. We're together. I mean, I think maybe out of the entire trip, they had 1.5 hour to 40 minutes on their own to go shop, and me not saying, move here, go there, up here, down there, 5 minutes to performance, get here, go there. And I said, get out of here. The time I let them go, I said, get out of here before I change my mind. But that much togetherness and their demonstration of who Christ is in their own midst, I think is pretty phenomenal. I was thinking about it, Dad. Never reflected on that thought before. And I thought, wow, all these years, we never had anybody punch anybody. We've never, you know, there's certainly people that get on each other's nerves, but it's really a refining process. And to watch them fight through all of that, all of you need to be proud of them. And your money was well spent and well invested. So let's watch what happened.
You know, the base commander in Yoham, in the officers in the commander's school, mm-hmm. came and says, you know, one thing, I would like to have a contract with you for the next year. He came to Sharon and told her, there is any possibility to have a contract. I told him, don't worry, we'll come. And he said, this is something that, you know, I need them to make what they done over here in this area. And what they done for the soldiers, it means that the soldiers really need it. Especially when we are talking about warriors, they coming, they do things everywhere. And you know, a break of 1 hour, it's like, I cannot say change their life, but it gives them the motivation to continue and to know that people love them without condition. And this is the most important thing. And you should just continue like the soldier says. How he told me? You should come every month. I told him it's fast, impossible. So he told me maybe after every course. So I told him next year. Hopefully.
Christians in the United States who stand with you and who love you, we say be strong.
Tell you what I heard this year over and over again. I never heard, almost every bass, this is what I heard. The most important thing that you do is that you come to us every year. They said that is true friendship. I was really struck by the number of times that I heard that this year. Because you come every year, you prove to us that you're with us. Commander is saying, this will give my soldiers something to live on for a long time. Soldiers saying to us, we had no idea anyone in this world cared about us. It's powerful. It is so worth it. We performed this year for more fighting units than we've ever performed for. I mean, actual soldiers that... I would be praying all day long, don't let something happen. Because if it did, there's nobody there to perform for. In fact, at the last minute down by the Gaza Strip, they had to switch the base because they had to go do something. So it was amazing to be able to encourage those that do special operations, that go into Gaza every day, that... are training to be the commanders of tanks. It was an amazing privilege. And over and over again, I heard this. I had no idea. You know, they told us a group was coming from the United States. Okay, we had no idea. It was just amazing to watch that and just to know that you're not just going over with another song and dance show, but that God was using it to speak to hearts. There were people and soldiers that would come like, okay, and turn into a party. And when they would get out of control and celebrate, it would be mission accomplished. Some moments of joy. Some moments of joy. So a few of the internationals are going to share some things with you. I have no idea what they're going to share, but I think you'll be excited to hear them.
Hi, my name is Rod Ginn, and this was my blessing to be the 18th time that I've been able to go perform with the internationals in Israel. And each year, God shows me different things and amazing things while I'm in Israel. But some things he reminds me of, the same things every year. And so I want to tell you a couple quick things and then pass it on to some of my friends. God is an amazing God of timing. And it always seems like there's something that transpires or happens in the world or politics or something right before we go. And of course, this year was no different. than before. Just weeks before we arrived in Israel, our president made his statement to the world that we believe as a nation that Israel should pull back to its pre-67 borders and come up with a two-state solution, which God's timing could have been better for us to have the opportunity to be there, because the people of Israel count on the people of the United States because we're truly the only friends they feel they have in the world. But when they hear our president say things like that, they believe that he speaks for the citizens of the country and that that's the consensus of the United States. So it was an amazing opportunity for us to be able to have one-on-one conversations with the soldiers and the citizens of Israel and explain to them that that is not the consensus of the people of the Christians of the United States. And so I believe very strongly that God used us as a tool to build morale and to build hope and to create that in those people that we had the opportunity to come in contact with, that we are still with them, that we're still behind them, and we haven't left them behind. I want to tell you about two performances that we had the opportunity to do. The first one we did, and then a week later, the majority of our time we spend performing for soldiers while we're in Israel. But we had two opportunities to perform at two facilities, one in Tel Aviv and one in Haifa, called Beit HaLochem. And to give you an idea, Beit HaLochem is like a hospital / recreation center. It'd be like the Apex Center for us. And it's built and it's made available to any soldier who has served in the Israeli Defense Forces who's been wounded physically, psychologically, mentally, emotionally. And it provides facilities for them to receive counseling, physical therapy, training. Their families can come. There's pools. There's tennis courts. There's everything for them to do to heal physically and heal mentally from wounds and injuries that they have sustained in their service to the country. So we got the great opportunity to perform at these two facilities. Now, our program is really designed for young soldiers. It's contemporary songs that they would hear when they turn on the radio. The minute the songs start, they know them. They sing them sometimes louder than we do while we're performing. These are not really a lot of songs because the people who are at those shows would really grip and relate to, because the majority of those people who come to those two shows are probably in their late 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and on, older. So it's just an amazing blessing to be able to have this hour with them, to perform for them songs they may not even really enjoy. It's probably too loud for some of them, probably too energetic for some of them. But afterwards, to have the opportunity to speak with these warriors and people who have fought in the wars of Israel, who've sustained life-changing injuries, and if it weren't for the fact that they fought for the nation of Israel, who knows where Israel may be today. But to have the opportunity to share with them, most of them don't even speak English, and we can't even really have conversations with them because they're elderly and they don't know English as well as the younger people in the country do. But they all want to shake your hand, and they all want to give you a hug, and they want to tell you, and they, in their English, thank you, thank you, thank you is really all they can really say to us. But you can see in their eyes, and you can see in their heart and their spirit that their life was changed and that their spirit was changed because we were able to be there, and God blessed us with the opportunity to be there. So yes, we love the time with the soldiers, but for me, those are two of the most amazing times for me this year, was to be able to look in the eyes of these people who fought for that country and to encourage them. And the phrase that we like to use in the internationals is to bring a cup of cold water to them. And I really felt like that we had the opportunity to do that for those folks on those two Saturday nights that we performed. Two more quick things, and I'll pass it on to Haley. 1992, my first time that I went to Israel, we were performing down in the south. And I was looking at the sky and looking at all the stars, and God reminded me as we were performing of when he told Abraham, your descendants will be as numerous as the stars. And so every year when we perform, and we get to perform outside a lot, I love it when I get to see the stars because God reminds me, and again this year he reminded me, you're performing for part of those stars tonight. And the other thing that God spoke to me this year, which was different than he's ever said to me before, was like Cheryl said, we performed on all of the borders of Israel, north, south, east, west. We were everywhere. We performed for a lot of, as she said, fighters, fighting units, commanders, training school. I felt like the Lord spoke to my spirit this year that he said that in some of those concerts that we did, present in some of those soldiers that were there at those shows, were young men and young women who are going to be part of the end times are going to be part of the elect that he's going to choose to bring about the end of days and the return of Messiah, and that we had the privilege this year to speak into their lives and speak into their hearts. So that's my stories from Israel, and I'm going to pass it on to Haley now and let her share with you.
Hi, my name's Haley Held, and this was my sixth trip to Israel, and it was amazing. I want to share with you about our last military performance, which was at the commander's base. It was in the middle of the desert, and as soon as we got off the bus, you could just tell that it was going to be a great performance. We performed right outside of the dining hall, so it was about dinner time, so all the soldiers were coming out, and they see all of the sound equipment set up, and they're like, what are you guys doing here? So we were telling them, we're performing a show for you, we're going to sing and dance for you, and they were just amazed. So many of them were like, wow, we never get anything like this, so they were so excited to see our show. So we were really excited to perform for them. Before we perform, we always pray, and Cheryl was explaining who we were performing for, and she said that they're all 18 or 19-year-old guys who, right after basic training, they were showed the qualities to be a commander, so that they were put into this program, so that's what they were doing, and they were actually graduating the next night, so it was one of their last things was to see us. And I was just so moved by that. I mean, I kept thinking, who are we that we get to do this? And I was overwhelmed and I started crying, but that's just who I am. I cry all the time, so. But that's what stuck with me the entire performance was, these guys are the fighters and we get to perform for them. So the performance started, there was so much energy. It was just, like, words cannot describe how much fun it was. And it's the end of the show, it's the end of the tour, so you get really good at changing your clothes really fast. So we get out there really fast, and I just love to watch the soldiers as we're singing and dancing. They're singing at the top of their lungs, so energetic. They're dancing, and you could just see how much joy we brought to them, and it was amazing. And afterwards, a lot of the soldiers kind of moved out, and I was kind of wondering why. So I got started talking to three soldiers, and they were girls, and which was kind of weird because most of the soldiers there were guys. And one of the girls was telling me that they are like the administrative and the instructors of the soldiers at the base, and that all of the boys went to shower because they had to go to something else a little bit later that night, like a final meeting. So but she said she wanted to say thank you because they never get anything like that, and how moved she was because everybody in the world, she thinks, hates them, and it's nice to hear that there's somebody in the world who does support them, 50 million Christians and Americans who support them, and she was very moved by that. And she told me something that really stuck with me. She said, we know that what you say is true because you're out here, you're performing for us, you're loving on us. And that just was so powerful to me. I can't get it out of my head. I've been thinking about it ever since we got back. So that's my story, and I just want to say thank you guys for supporting us and sending us out.
Hello, my name is David Anderson. This was my second year to be a part of this beautiful group, this wonderful opportunity, and this year was a little different for me. Last year, I kind of hopped on board because my older brother and his wife, Michael and Jenny Anderson, are like, hey, David, you should join this group that we're a part of, and you should come sing and dance and learn Israeli pop songs. And I'm thinking, what? Why would I just go join that? But not having much else to do, I said, sure. So I went and did that. And this year, Michael and Jenny weren't able to come along with us for specific reasons. The Bible says that I will bless those who bless Israel. And on our trip, we showed up to one of the military bases. Right as we rolled up, I got word that Jenny was in labor with her first child. And then when we got done with the show, I received word that Aaliyah Grace Anderson was born at 6 pounds, something ounces. And there was so much excitement on the bus, especially with Cheryl and Helen and Linda, just because they love kids. I was torn because I wanted to be with my family at that time. I wanted to be there and see my niece, my first niece. And I wanted to be with my family, and I wanted to be there and pray over Aaliyah. And I wasn't. I was in Israel. A couple days later, I saw some pictures that were posted online of my niece, and I went up to the front of the bus to show Helen, Linda, Cheryl, just because they would get a kick out of it. And Rod pulled me aside that next day, and he said, David, last year when we were on our way to Jerusalem, we were all praying together, Michael, Jenny, that by this time next year, we would have a child. And at that exact same time, people got to see that child on the bus. So I will bless those who bless Israel, and I will also answer prayers in Israel and giftings back to America. I just thought that was super neat how God works in that way. And you know, we are just so blessed to be a part of this group. You know, we talk about how we put in the time, we put in the money, we put in all of our talents and efforts, but really it's nothing compared to the blessings that God gives us. And glory to God. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. So we got this next song here called One Day. It's just a beautiful song declaring that the one day we will all be together and there will be peace and there will be no war and we can see our kids playing in the streets together. And it's just a beautiful song that came across very well at all of our performances because it's what we all want. Whether we're in America, whether we're in Israel, it's what we all want, what we aim for. So we're going to perform it for you. Awkward space.
Israelis know this song. Soldiers would sing it at the top of their lungs.
Feel free to sing along with us if you know it. And clap your hands. Let's go. And thank God I'm breathing. And I pray, don't take me soon, cause I am here for a reason. Sometimes in my tears I drown, but I never let it get me down. So when negativity surrounds, I know someday it'll all turn around. Because all my life I've been waiting for, I've been praying for the people to say that we don't wanna fight no more. There'll be no more war, and our children will pay. One day, one day, one day. Oh, one day, one day, one day. It's not about win or lose, cause we all lose when they feed on the souls of the innocent. Blood-drenched pavement, keep on rolling though the waters stay. Drive you crazy, but don't let it face you. No way, no way, no way. Sometimes in my tears I drown, but I never let it get me down. So when negativity surrounds, I know someday it'll all turn around. Come on. All my life I've been waiting for, I've been praying for the people to say that. The violence, stop with the
proud to be under the same sun, singing songs of freedom now. Oh.
To share just a little bit more about our trip to Israel and our performance and just God's timing and all of it. One of our songs in the program one of the songs in our program we dedicated to Gilad Shalit. And for those of you that don't know, Gilad Shalit was captured and taken hostage by Hamas when he was 19 years old and serving in the Israeli Defense Force. Without knowing just what sort of impact this had, just God worked it out, and there was actually some soldiers from his brigade at one of our performances who were just so moved by this song and just that we had taken the time and just to work on this and just to show our appreciation for what they had done. They actually gave Cheryl a badge, like their dog tag, of their troops brigade or their brigade symbol on it. You can see it out back after. It's just crazy just to see their dedication at just such a young age, and just the fact that these, just his friends that saw him go, that they're just willing to keep fighting and just keep serving their country is just incredible to me. Also, towards the end of the trip, it was actually our last night in Jerusalem, we had the privilege of performing for Gilad's parents outside of the mayor's house. This is where they've been camped out for couple years since he's been gone, and it was just incredible just to see them and just how this has impacted them, and they just have not been willing to give up fighting, that their son is still alive and that they can just get him back, and just that we got to perform for them, and it was just incredible that God had worked this all out. So thanks guys for all your support, and we just love you guys.
Thanks.
Actually, Aaliyah Anderson was born during the singer sound check before our concert. I thought that was amazing timing from the Lord. Amazing. Before we do the last song that we're going to do this evening and close what we're going to do, there's a table out there of some gifts that we were given while we were in Israel. But I just want to just tell you one small thing about how you can continue to help us in a way that it really won't cost you anything but a few moments of your time. We sell King Soopers and Safeway grocery cards. They don't cost you anything but just the moments to buy them and use them in the grocery store. King Soopers and Safeway give us back 5%. So if you shop at either one of those stores, if you would just take a couple moments on Sunday or Wednesday night and go to the counters and buy those. It is a huge help to us. So that's our commercial for the evening. The last song we're going to do is called Mi Shema Amin. Let me tell you, first of all, the impact of it. Israel, I told you earlier, surrounded by their enemies. But the most amazing thing is here's Israelis in the most precarious place that maybe they've ever been. But they do life and they do it well. We were at the Western Wall to a sight I have never seen. I've seen bar mitzvahs at the wall before, but I've never seen as many going on at one time. I got on the chair, looked over into the men's side, and I counted 7 of them going on just at that moment, crowded with people, all of them in their own way, yearning and pushing towards God. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. And I just was overcome by the thought of where they are, what they face, but in the midst of it, they're doing life. They're celebrating. They're still innovating. They're still doing the things that, though they don't always know it, what God invested in them to do. It's a sight. Our friends in Israel are not wringing their hands. I'm thinking they ought to be, but they're not. They're doing life. They see what's around them. It's not like they're stupid. But they're not letting the enemy win the day. I want to tell you about this song. The first part of it, it says, all the world is a narrow bridge. What it means is, it's not so easy. But do not be afraid. That's the song. All the world is a narrow bridge, but we will not be afraid. You read the number of times in the biblical text that God said before he told them anything, what? Fear not. The next part of it is God's commandment to be joyful. It is God's commandment. And I thought, wow, the world is a very narrow bridge in the Middle East. I mean, you could fall off of it easily. But in the midst of it, they're obeying the commandment. I want to say something to all of us tonight. The world for you may feel like a very narrow bridge. You may be looking at the world around you and say, I can't believe how much I feel like I'm facing. If you concentrate on all of that, you will lose God's perspective. If we keep looking at the enemy, his attack on us, focusing on it, fretting over it, you lose God's perspective. What's God's perspective? The battle is not yours, it's God's. And I just want you to look at what you think is surrounding you right now. And I want you to say, this battle is not mine, it's the Lord's. And he will win it. But you must do that. And you must choose not to be afraid. And you also need to choose the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. It doesn't say that our strategy, our brilliance, are this or are that. No. He says the joy of the Lord is our strength. The Internationals are going to close with this amazing song. It was interesting and fun. The first song is a very old song, actually, in Israel, but to watch specifically soldiers who see that narrow bridge. We watch the fighters who are walking that narrow bridge, and I'm telling you, they, in a moment's notice, could celebrate and be full of joy. That's where your strength is. Ask God tonight during this final song to fill you with the joy of the Lord. Take authority against the fear that comes against you. And I realize that many in here are facing all kinds of things. Don't focus on it. Focus on God. Focus on Him. And say, God, you said don't be afraid, so I choose not to be afraid.
All right, you gotta stand up with us. Here we go.
Ve'ha'ikar, ve'ha'ikar, lo lefachet, lo lefachetcha. Ve'ha'ikar, ve'ha'ikar, lo lefachetcha. Ve'ha'ikar, ve'ha'ikar, lo lefachet, lo lefachetcha. Ve'ha'ikar, ve'ha'ikar, lo lefachetcha. Bechol makom. יש לכולנו מגדול ועד קטן ימים יפים וגם רחוק וביניהם שוב אנחנו השאלות יש אלוהים אחד גדול ובעולם הזה נותן לנו הכל ונפלה לקרן אור את הנתיב אנחנו רק צריכים לכל וזה ידוע לחיים מהתנה הכל ספוי והרחוק shoot in it to love Cause I feel you're a shoot me tonight Mishan, I'm not afraid It's the faith to believe And where is the king of the world? And he is holding us from everyone Mishan, I'm not afraid It's the faith to believe And where is the king of the world?
Before we go tonight, would you put that graphic back up? The words? This is amazing. The second song, there is one mighty God. He gives us everything in this world. Do you believe that? We need to choose our path. Life is a gift. The one who believes is not afraid. We have the King of the universe who guards us from it all. I want you to listen to this. Israel is a family. I will tell you why Israel has survived. First of all, it is God. But it is because Israel believes they are a family. They defend one another. They don't let each other fall. Are we like that? Or do we look at ourselves as individuals and it's about me? And do we really care for our other brothers and sisters in Christ? Though their personalities might drive us nuts, though they irritate us, will we still defend them, help them, and go to their rescue? And then it says, the nation of Israel will never give up. We will always stay on the map. Amen. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. And thanks for coming tonight. Bless you.
We hope that this message has spoken something personal to you. If you would like more information about our church family or service times, please call us at 303-424-2121 or visit us at our website, www.fbci.org. Faith Bible Chapel currently meets in our Family Worship Center, located on the corner of 62nd Avenue and Ward Road.